Short of sending ground troops, the United States is said to be considering all options for military action in Iraq, but it wants international support as well. The al-Maliki government has reportedly been asking the Obama administration to carry out airstrikes against ISIS staging areas for months. Pressure is also growing on Barack Obama at home. The Republican speaker has attacked the president for being asleep. And after a classified briefing, another senior Republican claimed it's the next 9/11 in the making. North America correspondent Michael Vincent reports.
Elected to get America's military out of Iraq, 6 years on, Barack Obama's considering what force he now needs to send back in.
I think it's fair to say that in our consultations with the Iraqis, there will be some short-term, immediate things that need to be done militarily. You know, our national security team is looking at all the options.
The president had specifically been asked today if he was considering drone strikes or any sort of action to stop the insurgents.
What we've seen over the last couple of days indicates the degree to which Iraq's going to need more help. It's going to need more help from us, and it's going to need more help from the international community. So my team is working around the clock to identify how we can provide the most effective assistance to them. I don't rule out anything.
But within the hour, White House spokesman Jay Carney had to explain they were definitely ruling out one option.
He made clear that we are considering our options as part of the overall effort to support Iraq and as part of the overall assistance that we provide and can provide Iraq in this fight, but we are not contemplating ground troops.
Some Democrats are adamant they don't want any military action at all. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
I don't think there's any appetite in our country for us to become engaged in any more military activity in Iraq.
But Republicans are furious with the president. Some who received a classified briefing today say the situation is a nightmare, and they've questioned how Barack Obama allowed it to occur. Speaker John Boehner.
It's not like we haven't seen over the last 5 or 6 months these terrorists moving in, taking control of western Iraq. Now they've taken control of Mosul. They're 100 miles from Baghdad. And what's the president doing? Taking a nap.
Republican Senator and former presidential candidate John McCain has gone further. He's called for Barack Obama's national security advisers to be sacked.
I say to the President of the United States, get a new national security team in place. You have been ill-served by the national security team and the decisions that you have in place now and the decisions that you made.
There's now reports in the US media that Iran is planning to send forces into Iraq to put down the Sunni jihadists. US State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki was asked if the US isn't prepared to send troops, would it support Iranian soldiers going in?
Obviously, these comments and these reports are new. I don't have any analysis from our team at this point in terms of what specific constructive role they could play.
The Obama administration continues to apply pressure on the Iraqi government of Nouri al-Maliki to include more Kurds and Sunnis. Whether it's prepared to wait any longer or go ahead with military action is unclear. This is Michael Vincent in Washington for AM.